Chemtone Hour with Dunninger, the master mentalist. Chemtone's the miracle wall finish that paints an average room for only $2.98. Goes on living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, playrooms, and ceilings like magic.
Goes right over wallpaper, paint, or wallboard.
Mixes with water, dries in an hour, washes easily. Tonight, our broadcast is coming to you from the Aberdeen Proving Grounds, Aberdeen, Maryland. The occasion is the world premiere of Columbia Pictures' hilarious new movie, Mr. Winkle Goes to War, starring Edward G. Robinson. Here at Aberdeen, there are over 35,000 men awaiting the showing of this motion picture, which will be played simultaneously in six theaters. Now, 35,000 is a lot of people. But then, Aberdeen Proving Grounds is the world's largest ordnance department training ground. So, since we're at a proving ground, suppose we have some proof of the uncanny capabilities of our host for the evening, Dunninger!
Thank you, Roger Crump. In the language of the Aberdeen Proving Grounds, let's begin the evening with a bang. Roger, suppose you introduce our guest.
Gladly, Dunninger. First, we're honored to have the charming lady whose syndicated column of domestic counsel is relied on by millions and author of the best-selling book of reminiscences called Ladies Now and Then, Marie Manning, the original Beatrice Fairfax. And the commanding general of the Army Service Forces Ordnance Training Center, Brigadier General Donald Armstrong. Judge number three is the commanding officer here at the Aberdeen Proving Grounds, Major General Charles T. Harris, Jr.
Thank you, Roger. The Fairfax, General Armstrong, General Harris. Let's see what our audience has on its mind tonight. I received the impression from someone in the audience who is concentrating his or her mind upon what seems to be the number of a bill in their possession. Is there anyone concentrating upon a bill beginning with the series letter B? Where does it come from? B is the serial letter. Would you please raise your hand so that you can be rapidly recognized? There are about 1,500 persons in the audience. Comes to the young man about the 23rd or 4th row, center of the auditorium. Is that your thought, sir?
That's right.
Have you that bill in your hand there?
Right.
You're about 400 feet away from me, aren't you?
Right, sir.
Well, 150 anyway. Is the first number an 8?
No, sir, it is not.
Who is thinking of B888? It doesn't seem to come from your direction. B888, where does it come from, please? Now, it may not be the number of bill. It may be some other type of number. I don't know. But I get the B888-2685-6 Series A. Whose thought is that, please? Of course, we only have a certain length of time in which to establish an impression. It's coming from this audience. Won't you please identify it? Very well, I'll have to go on to the next. Who among you is thinking of a name? I get Boyer, B-O-Y-O-R-G-I-E-L. Where does it come from? Or some such name. Will you please raise your hand? Way, way below. Or it'll take some time for the young man to get to him with the microphone. It comes from someone about 100, fully 100 rows down the auditorium. Do you identify that, sir? That was the difficulty with a very large studio to try to get the impression. Is that your sir?
It is my name, sir.
It is your name. We never met before.
No, sir.
Where are you from, my boy?
South Carolina.
Are you thinking of August, by the way?
No, sir, I'm not.
No, but now just thinking of your name. You're from South Carolina.
That's right.
I was on the territory a short while ago. It's a wonderful country. Who among you are thinking of S-C-H-E-D-U-L-E-S? Branch. B-R-E-N-C-H. Comes the young man, fourth or fifth row, left side of the studio. Is that your thought, sir?
Yes, sir.
And that is the only thought you have in mind at this time. Is there anyone among you that is concentrating his mind upon wife's name, and I hope that she is thinking of me? That comes from the gentleman about the 15th row, Has your wife's name for four letters, by the way?
Five.
Five? Well, who was thinking of Anne? I get three letters there. That comes from a man halfway down the... That is your thought, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm sure your wife is thinking of you at all times.
Second.
Who is thinking of... Oh, this is pretty good. Someone's concentrating upon a glass of beer. Whose thought is that, please? That comes from a young man here. No, that's on the right side of the auditorium. Right side. About halfway down. My dear friend, you are not alone visualizing a glass of beer, but you're particular about the brand, aren't you?
That's right.
Well, here's some advertising. Are you thinking of S-C-H-L-I-T-Z, Schlitz?
That's right, too.
You want it with a head on it? With a head on it, all right. Who among you was thinking of a series of numbers? I get the digits 8570. Where does that come from? About 35, 36 rows center of the studio. That is your thought, sir?
What's that?
That is your thought?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Where are you from, my friend?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Well, that's a very nice place also. I should really read your thoughts and tell you where you come from, but to read too many thoughts of one individual takes too much time, and you receive an impression of someone near you that is thinking of Jeanette, J-E-A-N-N-E, or Jenny, rather. Where does it come from? Who identifies that? Whose thought, please? Thinking of a number or something in Trinidad, or rather the number way, way down below. Got to travel halfway down the studio. That's a young lady's thought. Way over there. We've got some time covering this very huge auditorium. Young lady, would you stand for a half moment, please? Would you mind standing for a half moment? This name, this Trinidad, is that the extension?
That's
of
right.
Of a phone number?
That's right.
And you want me to give you the complete number?
Right.
But the number is not in Trinidad. That's in Oakland, California. Isn't that right?
It's close.
Well, is it Oakland?
No, San Leandro.
Oh, well, that is close, isn't it? Well, is the number 6520?
No.
Who is thinking of 6520? The gentleman right to the opposite side of the studio.
That's right.
That is your thought, sir. Is that correct?
That's right, sir.
You shouldn't really be thinking while I'm working with the young lady's mind. And by the way, were you thinking of Oakland at the same time?
That's right.
I thank you. Who among you is thinking something about the seats here in the auditorium? The gentleman about halfway down the studio. Are you telling me that the seats are better this year than they were last?
Yeah, that's right.
The show? All right. You believe in having your little comfort. Well, I don't blame you.
You would.
Thank you. And now I receive an impression of someone saying, Mother, what is she thinking of? What is she doing? And how is Pa? Whose thought or thoughts these? How does the young man about six rows down? My friend, I'm not a fortune teller. I'm neither psychic nor supernatural. But I do know that Dad and Mother are both concentrating upon one lone important thought. Believe me, it's you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir. $402, the digits, 402, in association with an address. Where does that come from? Jumping about 10th row, right side of the studio. My friend, that is an address of a hotel, or rather a hotel number, is that correct?
That's right, sir.
Is that a room number?
That's right, sir.
Is that one that you've attended? I mean, the room that you've been in? I don't misunderstand that, boys. Is that in Hotel Edison?
That's right, sir.
But not in New York. That's
no.
In Lynn, Massachusetts.
Correct.
I thank you. Another impression which I receive comes from someone concentrating his or her mind upon the word Fall River. Where does that come from, please? Fall River, that comes from a young lady about the sixth row center of the studio. Young lady, this number that you're thinking about, would that be a phone number?
That's correct.
Is that your own number, by the way?
That is my family's telephone number.
Your family's telephone number. Boys, you see what remarkable stuff this is? family's telephone number. Does anyone here know it other than you?
I do not believe so.
You do not believe so. Would the first digit be a 3?
That is right.
Would the next be a no?
Right.
Would the next be a 3?
Right.
The next be a 5?
Correct.
And the last a 3?
Right.
I thank you.
Well, Miss Fairfax, what's your judgment so far?
Well, Mr. Krupp, I've answered thousands of letters, signed puzzled, perplexed, bewildered. After watching Dunninger, I know just how those people feel.
Well, that's flattering, Miss Fairfax.
Maybe you can help Dunninger solve a problem of his own.
Only one?
Well, it seems Dunninger doesn't know what to give someone for their birthday.
Why not read their mind and see what they want?
I see. Well, that's just what I've tried to do, but I can't afford it.
General Armstrong, have you any comment?
Mr. Dunninger.
Yes, sir?
If you could read, I mean if you had the time,
yes,
to read the minds of these thousand men before you, I can tell you one thing. You would find out here many Mr. Winkles, like the one you saw tonight in the movie.
I see, sir. Well, thank you, General.
General Harris, have you anything to add to that?
I've been sitting here watching and listening to Mr. Dunninger, and his performance is amazing. Although I'm sitting close to him, I don't know a bit more than you do about what he's doing.
Thank you, General. Thank you, General Harris. Dunninger, what's on your mind?
Why, my new book.
Oh, anybody could read your mind tonight. Folks, meet Dunninger, the proud parent, the prolific author of What's on Your Mind, published yesterday. I haven't read What's on Your Mind yet, but I'll bet I can tell what's in it.
What is it, Roger?
Well, there's a chapter that starts, "My mind drew blanks on home decorating until I heard of Chemtone, the miracle wall finish." From then on...
Roger, but listen, I
was as marvelous a magician as Dunninger. Why, one coat of Chemtone covered my old living room wallpaper so easily, I couldn't hide my astonishment. I told everybody about Chemtone.
Wait a moment, Roger. You
don't interrupt, Dunninger. I started in with Chemtone in the morning, and I was finished by noon. Chemtone's as fast as a B-24. 1 gallon that cost only $2.98 did the entire room. I never saw less muss, fuss, or bother than I had with Chemtone, the miracle wall finish. That's the chapter I like, Dunninger.
But, Roger, there isn't any such chapter. I don't even mention Chemtone in my book.
What?
My publishers wouldn't let me do that.
Your publishers wouldn't let you what?
Mention Chemtone.
Oh, let's get on to the show before our sponsors hear what Dunninger can't mention Chemtone. Well, I can if he can't. Imagine anyone not mentioning Chemtone, the miracle wall finish. Now, while Dunninger prepares for this evening's mental miracle, meet our talented and lovely singing star who came down from New York to entertain you, Gwen Williams. Well, after that swell reception, Miss Williams, aren't you glad to be here?
Oh, I'm always glad to be where the boys in service can see and hear me.
That's fine. And what's your song going to be?
It Could Happen to You.
It could. Sing, Gwen.
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. An eye on spring, run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I
it happen to me? Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be.
Thank you, Gwen Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we witness the first showing of a fine motion picture dedicated to these men at Aberdeen and the vital job they do. It is Columbia's new picture, Mr. Winkle Goes to War. And right now, I want you to meet an actual Mr. Winkle who's gone to war. He's Sergeant Charles Winkle of the military police here at Aberdeen. He's the only honest-to-goodness Mr. Winkle among the 35,000 men stationed here. Folks, meet Sergeant Winkle. Well, Sergeant Winkle?
I think that applause was meant for Miss Williams.
Why, Sergeant Winkle, you're too modest. You're the man of the moment around here. Anything you say goes today.
Okay, Miss Williams, how about a date?
Oh, well, we'll see about that later. Seriously, though, is it true you were the very first person of the public to see that wonderful new film?
So they tell me.
Well, how did you like Mr. Winkle Goes to War?
Swell entertainment. And you know, if I, Sergeant Winkle, could do half the job that Private Winkle does in this picture, I'd be mighty happy.
Thank you, Sergeant Winkle. I'm sure you will. This evening, Dunninger conducts a mental amateur night, a mental treasure hunt for new and undiscovered talent. Since we first invited every talented listener within 100 miles of New York to write in, many letters have arrived. Those letters were brought here to Aberdeen for this broadcast and are at the moment in a pile on our stage. From that pile, Miss Fairfax, General Armstrong, and General Harris have chosen two letters, absolutely at random. Through his telepathic wizardry, Dunninger will, he hopes, disclose the name and contents of each letter. Next week, the writers of these two letters will appear with us as guests of Chemtone and will demonstrate the talent they describe. Are the judges ready? You are? All right, Dunninger, go to it.
Thank you. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I have a unique and very, very unusual test. I understand from George Weiss that we have received more than 3,000 letters from all over the United States, persons desirous of attempting to see whether their name would be the one mentally chosen from this haystack of literature, so to speak. The two generals and Miss Fairfax at this time are not familiar with the contents of two letters that Miss Fairfax has chosen at random from the 3,000 letters. Is that correct, Miss Fairfax? Is that correct? Would you kindly tell us if that is true, this statement that I've just made?
Absolutely true.
Perfect. That is important. You recognize this one fact, that the information is only now disclosed to anyone for the first time, and being unknown to anyone up to this point, written data on the subject is completely out of question. The two generals now have the letters in their possessions, General Harris and General Armstrong. The letters have now been opened. They are seated upon the opposite side of the stage. They alone can see the contents of the letters. And I will ask them to concentrate their minds upon the contents as I will try to receive the impressions from their mental pictures. I receive the words, would you be interested in presenting the shipyard song Keep 'em Smiling. Sung by the composer who is a shipyard worker. Am I correct so far, General?
I have the letter in my hand, and you're absolutely correct, Mr. Dunninger.
I am absolutely correct so far. The balance of the letter. I'm a baritone with 7 years of radio experience, and my song is the launching song of the world's largest submarine. I've lost one word there. I don't get it very clearly. Is that correct? Well, my average is only about 90%.
Nations instead of world.
I see. One word. Wrong. Is the name signed to that, John Ferguson?
Correct.
That is correct. The first letter chosen from 3,000. The next letter. Dear Mr. Derringer, this, in behalf of my sister, a pianist who can execute the classics with finesse, who does her own arrangements of popular ballads and swing, something about boogie-woogie. I'm not getting the construction.
Swing it out in true.
Swing it out in true boogie-woogie style.
Right.
She was awarded some gold medal there, I get. V-I-R-T.
Virtuoso.
I see. A gold medal from King Albert and played for the Duke and Duchess of Windsor here in New York last year. Is that correct, General?
Correct.
Is the name signed to that letter? Is it Benjamin? S-A-R-I-C-A?
Yes, you pronounce it.
I was really going to leave that job to the general. I'm only a board reader. That is correct, sir?
Right.
Is there an address on the letter?
That is correct.
Would you care to concentrate your mind upon the address? Is that... You have it again, sir? Is that Audubon Avenue?
It is.
Is that right?
Right.
Number 461?
Right.
I thank you very much indeed.
Well, Miss Fairfax, is there any advice you'd like to give Dunninger?
Advise Dunninger? Why, he's probably read my tomorrow's column before I've written it.
Well, thank you, Miss Fairfax. Thank you, General Armstrong and General Harris, for appearing as our judges tonight.
Dunninger, I took a quick look through that new book of yours just now. The publisher must be wacky. You can't mention Chemtone, the miracle wall finish, but you can mention clairvoyant, cryptesthesia, telepathy, telesthesia, hyperesthesia. Sounds like Greek to me.
No, Roger, these are technical telepathic terms. For instance...
Never mind for instancing me. You don't have to for instance when you mention Chemtone, which, by the way, you don't. But I do. Why, Chemtone...
means an average room for only $2.98.
Goes on living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, playrooms, and ceilings like magic.
Goes right over wallpaper, paint, or wallboard.
Mixes with water, dries in an hour, washes easily.
I don't wish you any bad luck with your book, Dunninger, but I know 50,000 guys who will never buy it.
Now, will you stop kidding me, Roger? Who are the 50,000?
Why, Chemtone's 50,000 dealers. They can't read words like cryptesthesia, but they sure can read and sell Chemtone, the miracle wall finish. A few weeks ago, Alice Marble sang an army song in our show called Gee Ma, I Want to Go Home. We've had many requests to repeat it. And I'm going to ask Gwen Williams if she'll sing it for us right now. What say, Gwen?
Gladly, if the boys will join Ellen in the courses. What you say, fellas? All right, Rosalio, let's go. The coffee that they give us
they say is mighty fine. It's good for cuts and bruises and tastes like iodine. I don't want no more of army life. Steve, I wanna go home. The biscuits that they give us, they say are mighty fine. But one fell off the table and killed a friend of mine. No, I don't want no more of army life. Stockings that they give us are baggy at the knees. While I stand at attention, my stockings stand at ease. I don't want no more of army life. Gee, my, I wanna go home. The mattress made of iron, the pillows made of lead. I wake up in the morning with wrinkles in my head. I don't want no more of army life. Gee, my, I wanna go home. The pay that they give us, they say is mighty fine. They pay us $50 and fine us $49. I don't want no more of army life. Gee, my, I wanna go home. We do a lot of griping, it isn't mean a thing. We wouldn't trade this army for any other thing. We want all there is of army life. No, we don't want to go home.
Thank you, Gwen. And you know, I wish we could wrap this audience up and take it right along with us. Next week, our judges will be those three top-notch, unstoppable wits of Can You Top This? Senator Ford,
Harry Hirschfield,
and Joe Lowry Jr.
And we are inviting the writers of the two letters selected tonight as Dunninger's guests to display their talents on next week's program. And now, here's Dunninger to say,
as usual, there's someone in my audience that's most anxious to send me another thought. In conclusion, it seems that someone is concentrating his or her mind upon the numbers 201, or rather 201st Street. Where does it come from, please? 201st Street. That comes from a young lady about halfway down the studio. Is that your thought, young lady?
That's right.
You wouldn't have been satisfied unless I got that thought, would you? Is that in Bayside, New York?
That's right.
I thank you. Now, and now it's been a real pleasure to appear before you here at Aberdeen tonight. I hope you've enjoyed the show and the world premiere of Columbia's picture, The Highly Amusing Salute to Army Ordnance, Mr. Winkle Goes to War, starring Edward George Robinson. And in closing, let me say that our government needs women, war workers, and needs them now. If you can take a war job, go to your nearest U.S. Employment Service office. And do it right away. Please. Ladies and gentlemen, good night, everyone.
This is Roger Krupp bidding you a pleasant good night for Dunninger and the makers of Chemtone and its 50,000 dealers throughout the country. Try Chemtone. No muss, no fuss, no bother with Chemtone, the miracle wall finish. This is the Blue Network.